Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, the Bronx. Who else is on the line?
Another
morning,
one right now, Florida.
Good morning, Freeport.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Tony, St. Louis.
Good morning. Who else?
Washington, D.C.
Good morning, D.C. Who else?
Good morning.
From Seattle.
Freeport.
Good morning. Good morning.
North Carolina.
Freeport,
New York.
Michigan.
Korea.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning and happy Wednesday to you. This is Marcia Pruitt in Dallas, Texas. I'm so very excited. This is our Jet Set 60-Day Blitz Call. We have only 5 days left. Let's say we really turn it up, and we've only got 3 days left of this particular call. How exciting. I want to quickly go through some of our announcements. The YTB convention is coming up in August of this year. Make sure that you're registered. Make sure that your team is registered. If you guys get the DVD, letting everybody know that the price will be going up to $200 on July 1st. Okay, so please make your decision today to go ahead and get registered and also register for the YTB University classes. I mean, I know you're registered, but really you want to encourage your team to make sure they want to be at the event. And so just make sure they want to register for the convention, pre-register for the very best classes. You all are invited to come out to James and Marcia's class as well. So go ahead and look out for the Jet Set Directors classes as well. But go ahead and get pre-registered. Let's also remember that there tonight, you want to have at least 2 new people on the call tonight. Now, tonight is Wednesday, so we're going to have the call on the company line. Now, the company, the YTB company line, that number is area 641-594-7505. It's going to be a great business presentation. It's going to be done at 8:30 Central Time, 9:30 Eastern Time, by our superstar directors. That's going to be James Pruitt, Roland Latour, and Craig Sweet. That's tonight, 8:30 on the company line. But when you have Spanish-speaking prospects, please get them on this line at 9 o'clock Central Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. We are going to have a great business presentation done in Spanish, and that's going to be done by our President's Club Sapphire Ring wearer, Noah and Linda Matos out of New York, and our brand new director out of Florida, that's going to be Fabian Martinez. So tonight, have all of your Spanish-speaking prospects on the call, this call, 9 o'clock Central, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And don't forget to make sure and use all the tools next week. Okay, because so next week, this week too, you want to make sure and use the 24-hour hotline. Okay, that can be very important next week when most of us are sailing on the high seas. But make sure that your team all has the number of the 24-hour hotline. That's the Jet Set 24-hour hotline, and here's the number, 512-404-1250. And teach your team how to use steps 1 through 4 to make sure that they are aware of the system and also how they can continue to earn next week, even though you'll be out sailing. Okay, also, please remember that this call will go on next week. Did you hear James say that? Next week, for all the people that are not sailing with us, next week we're going to have the best of, okay? So it'll be pre-recorded, but it will go on at same time, same station. So please tune in next week, even though we'll all be sailing. And as we mentioned yesterday, that we'll be doing the call, well, sort of the call, the Blitz morning call, live on the ship. So I got a call yesterday. Someone says, now we're going to be, kind of on vacation, and you're wanting us to get up and be on the legal deck at 8 a.m. for the morning Blitz call. Is that what you're asking? Well, not really. I'm really asking you to be there at 7:45 because I'm going to do the introduction part. You know, my good hey, tell us where you're calling from. I'm going to be doing that at 7:45, and I would love to meet some of you and all of you who every morning are on the call and telling us where you're calling from. So if you can just kind of plan ahead, I'd love to meet you. And that's going to be at 7:45. We're going to do that on Wednesday morning. Wednesday is our Jet Set Day. So we're going to do all of our Jet Set events on Wednesday. So please plan ahead and join us for the morning call. We're going to do that live on the ship. I've been mentioning about the fun pass, and I got to tell you the truth. I've got pastors, you know, we've got pastors on the cruise. They don't have their fun pass yet. They don't have their booking number yet. If you're in that same situation, we're really trying to have patience today. I did speak with Eva yesterday, and she was working furiously. She expected to get all of them done yesterday, but I did not get my email, so I know many of you did not as well. So I'm going to check back with Eva today, get more of a status update, because they've got to be nearing the end because we've only got a few days left. So I'll make sure and give you guys a better status update on that, on the fun pass, for some of the pastors who have not received their booking number yet. I know that's still an issue, and I know the YTB is still working hard, but we still want an answer of when people can expect to actually receive that number, and I'll try to get that answer from Eva today. As we did mention, this weekend we are going to be in Richmond, Virginia, with T.V. Wilson and Steve Branch. We're going to be at their convention on Friday night. So if you are in the Richmond, Virginia area, please join us Friday and Saturday at the Greater Richmond Convention Center for the MVP All-Stars Convention. That's going to be fun. Go ahead and plan ahead so that when we come back from the cruise, you've already got people invited and expected to come out to the Fast Start meetings. The Fast Start meetings are going to happen in Florida after the cruise. That's going to be Monday night. We're going to do that in West Palm. That's July 7th after the cruise. That's Monday night. We'll do a Monday night meeting in West Palm at the Crown Plaza. And then Tuesday night, we're going to do another meeting on Tuesday night, and that's going to be at the Faith Center in Sunrise, Florida. So just go ahead and plan ahead. Now, the second one on Tuesday is going to have Coach Tomer there. We'll want a fantastic showing. But just want to make sure everyone's got that on their calendar, so we'll make sure and have a really good time on the cruise and come back and get right back to work and go on with our blitz. You guys ready to get started this morning? I think we are. We only have 3 days left of this particular blitz. I know by now you know my whole introduction by heart. Why don't you say it with me? Here we go. As you know, he does wear the Diamond President's Club ring, which indicates his earnings are over $1 million in a 12-month period. He is our fourth-level director and a member of that very prestigious and elite circle of champions. But what we all love and appreciate is how he helps us walk in faith and victory every single day. Let's greet him this morning with a warm smile. Good morning, James Pruitt.
Well, good morning to you, Marcia Pruitt, and good morning to each and every one of you. Good morning, champions all across the nation and throughout the world. Good morning, Power Team leaders. Good morning, $10,000 Dream Bonus earners. Good morning, President's Club ring wearers. Good morning, directors. Good morning, Circle of Champions. Good morning to each and every one of you. I must just say, Marcia, we certainly can feel your smile coming through the phone. You know, last night's conference call done by the South Florida team, the founders of the STAR team, was really, truly outstanding. We had two guests on there, one from New York, and then one from Houston. And, boy, they really, really liked what they heard. What a fantastic job the Jet Set captains and directors do in hosting these conference calls to build our team. You know, ladies and gentlemen, our economy is shifting. Our economy is shifting. Our world is ever-changing. And, you know, if we don't make sure that we're shifting with the economy, I feel like we'll get shifted on. You know, I've heard so many people say that, you know, I've been on this job for 17 years, and 17 years, I can't believe they would lay me off. Well, let me tell you something. The term job, just the word job, implies that there's a starting point and an end point. If you think if you were hiring somebody for a job, there's a certain time that job starts and a certain time it ends. After 17 years and you get laid off, listen, you've had 17 years to get your backup plan ready, 17 years to get something on the side to build some residual. I believe more and more people in our economy, more and more Americans, more and more of us, ladies and gentlemen, are realizing that. And I just really do believe that the timing is absolutely perfect for us to share this business. People are searching and looking for an answer. This is a 60-day blitz call that is coming to an end, ladies and gentlemen. So we are charging. We don't give up at the finish line. We just keep on charging straight through the finish line. Yes, some of our leaders are going to step away and go on the Harvest is Plenty cruise next week. We're all super excited about that. When the cruise ends, we've got those two events there in Florida put together. And then right after that, we're going to charge, ladies and gentlemen, charge champions from now straight through the national convention. This call will continue, as Marcia said, next week. We're going to be featuring the best of the Jet Set Blitz call all next week. So if you've missed something that's been really, really outstanding, or you weren't in the business then, make sure you, and you're not going on the cruise, make sure you tune into this number at this time. You will hear the very, very best of the Jet Set Blitz call. And ladies and gentlemen, the evening conference calls will not be going on live next week, seeing that all of the leaders are doing that will be on the ship. So instead, make sure you're using, as Marcia said, the 24-hour Jet Set hotline. That number, once again, is 512-404-1250. Press 1, ladies and gentlemen, here, a 2.5-minute brief introduction like a sizzle call. Press 2 and hear a full presentation that only lasts 10 minutes over the telephone, done by myself along with three powerful testimonies right after a presentation. If you want a validation call, if you want us to close your people for you, press 3 for that introduction or validation call. And then once somebody comes aboard in our business, if you want to get them off to a very fast start, get them their own personal sit-down orientation, how to get their business started fast and build their foundation right away, then press 4 for that Jet Set Get Started session. Ladies and gentlemen, it is important that we realize that we have the answer for the everyday family out here. It's important for us to open our mouths, to smile, be super friendly, stretch your hand out, meet somebody new, dig back into your warm market, ladies and gentlemen. Think about people that you haven't talked to yet. Think of the people that you have talked to yet. The timing wasn't right. Go back to them now. Things in life change over time. So make sure that you're going back and revisiting. Remember, the fortune is in the follow-up, ladies and gentlemen. We have an action-packed call set up for you today, but I just want to make sure that the people on this call know if you get up this early to plug in, that means there's something inside of you that's a burning desire, and you're following your burning desire. I want to encourage you to do so. I want to pause for a second, ladies and gentlemen, as always, and bring on my partner in success. I'm talking about everybody's hero, ladies and gentlemen. He is a third-level director, multiple President's Club ring wearing. He is a big-time bonus earner. Please help me welcome to the call, ladies and gentlemen, none other than Mr. Roland Atours. Good morning, Roland.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. How you doing, good looking?
I'm doing very, very good this morning, Will, and I'm super excited. I'm ready for the cruise. I'm still building our business, still putting things in place, still reaching back into my power team, still calling people, folks. Will, I'm just very, very excited about where we stand. I really do believe, Will, that this team is on the eve of an explosion. I really believe this team is ready to just absolutely blast off. This last blitz was something special, Roland. I think we've seen so many people become power team leaders, so many $1,000 bonus earners. We've seen so many new directors promoted, so many new $10,000 bonus earners, so many new President's Club rings. You know, I'm just proud of this team, Roland. As we end this particular blitz and we step into the next blitz, I really believe, Roland, that we're on the eve of an absolute explosion. You know, I just look back, Roland, to the very, very first time that we came into this business. We were searching for an answer, searching for a way to, was there some nugget that we can get to really explode our business? I'll never forget. I went to that training, and at that training was the very first time I met Rick Ricketts. I'll never forget what he said when he started that training way back then, so many years ago. Keep the main thing the main thing. And Roland, I've just seen how you have learned so much from Rick. I've seen how all of our directors have learned so much from Rick, and not necessarily about what Rick teaches or what he says, but Roland, by the things that he does, what he exemplifies in his work ethic. I just really, really believe that he has been a blessing to everyone on this team, Roland. I know he's been a blessing to you. Would you agree?
Man, James, I tell you what, every time I'm around Rick, I learn something. Every time I see him, James, this is the focus in his eyes, man. When he showed me something, you know what? I had an opportunity to hang around with Rick. I had an opportunity to actually go in his closet. When I looked in the closet of Rick, what I saw was a closet of a champion, man. What I saw, he had a hat of commitment. dedication. What I saw had a passion. His why, you know, I mean, he's working his business for his kids, you know. And what I saw is a had a triumph, you know, being able to overcome the things he overcame, you know, the things that he went through, you know, for the company, you know, the fact that, you know, the white people was going through some stuff, and Attorney General decided to pick on Rick, you know, and in the midst of them picking on Rick, James, his team kept on growing. He still kept the main thing. And I'll tell you what, James, whenever Rick does something, man, he leads by example. Rick, I'm just so excited about Rick being our mentor, James.
You know, let me just say this, Roland. We have an extra special treat today. We've got Rick Ricketts on the phone. I just want to talk a little bit about what Rick has done. He has absolutely been incredible. He, of course, as you know, is a sixth-level director, whereas every single ring the company has to offer has been absolutely blazing the trail. He's won every record, but he doesn't do it for records. He does it because he truly has a heart and a passion to see other people's lives change. And I'll never forget the time that I pulled Rick to the side the very first time I met him, and I asked him, would he help me become a millionaire? He said, James, I'll help you, and gave me his number. And all I know, it's a few years later, and I am a millionaire, and I just thank him so, so much. Please, everyone, please welcome to the call none other than sixth-level director, Diamond President's Club ring wearer, and the one and only Mr. Rick Ricketts. Good morning, Rick. Are you there?
Good morning, everybody. How you doing, James and Roland? Great to hear you this morning.
Hey, Rick, it's so good to have you on the call this morning. I know you've been running, you've been charging, you've been building your power team, you've been working so hard. And the one thing I want to just kind of bring up, Rick, is last time I saw you, last time we really spent some time together was on the birthday bash. And on that bash, it was me, Roland, some other directors were there, some people were there. You said, Rick, that it's more important to be sitting down in front of six people in your power team showing this business than it is to be in front of a room of 400. Why do you say that, Rick?
Well, I really do believe the key to this business, folks, is the power team and both to work in the right place. And, you know, we can get carried away sometime. You know, I was in Boston Thursday night. We had over 500 people in a room, and I got a great organization growing there. You know, and it's, I really do appreciate all the kind things that you and Roland say about me. But, you know, I look real good because I've got great leaders. And I think this whole thing is about building leaders. And I don't think there's any finer two leaders in this company than James Pruitt and Roland Arturs. That's the key. If you can go out and build a power team and help people realize their dreams, see, I still believe that this business is about helping somebody make an extra $1,000 a month. And that's what I think you and Roland do so well, James, is you're great leaders and you're great examples. You know, there's a lot of people out there. I used to tell people I was in the furniture business, you live with the masses, folks. You got a lot of problems. Let me tell you what's going on this morning. The masses are on 826 or 95 stuck in traffic. If you're one of those this morning and not working our business, blow your horn because that's where you're at. You're in a traffic jam that's going to never end. And see, we got something here that changes people's lives. And even though we're on this call at 8 o'clock in the morning, just say I'm glad I'm not in a traffic jam on 95 in Miami, Florida this morning.
You know, Rick, just in general conversation with people, we hear all the time how the price of gas is going up and people can't afford to do this, they can't afford to do that, they're cutting back. It just seems so easy to cut back and live with less and lower your means and lower your standard of living. It just seems so easy to go out and just make extra money, just make more money. I think oftentimes, Rick, people don't really realize what they have here in this business with YTB. I mean, what we really have is not only the ability to change our family, but change other people's family during this. This is like the best of times for our business. Would you agree, Rick?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you what, folks, and the tougher it gets out there in the economy, the better we look. You know, I sit back and think every day. I show this business, and I wonder. I see that look in people's eyes when I'm showing them this business. I had a real estate man in my office last night trying to pick this business apart. And he says, you know, I love the real estate business. I'm out prospecting every day. And then 5 seconds later, he said, I don't know if I could do this recruiting thing. All y'all do is recruit. Folks, nothing happens in life when somebody sells something. We have the best product, the best pay plan in the history of network marketing. And we have people out there still having problems with the word network. I don't know what's wrong with those two words. Either they dislike net or they dislike work, James. I don't know which one it is. Tell you what, I'd rather be in network marketing this morning and be on the call with two great leaders than to be in that traffic jam where they're at on 95 this morning.
Ronnie, what do you have to say for Rick?
Well, Rick, man, I work with you all the time, man. I get to see your passion, man, and like we all look for that why. And Rick, you say it all the time, man. How much money you make is how much you leave behind. And Rick, to see what you've been able to do for your family, and seeing that Chad Rick is right now the second level director, and your son-in-law, your daughter Jim, is the first level director, man. And that's something like a goal that you set out for your family, and that's the commitment that you place in this business. What you talk a little bit about that?
Well, you know, it really excites me, you know, to see what's happening with my kids. And, you know, Christy has over 600 people in her organization, and she's just a little off balance. I'm going to take care of that in the next 60 days, and all three of my kids are going to be directors in this company. When I hand out that flyer every day, that National Business Network Journal, I talk about 200 people with a guaranteed income and free medical insurance. See, I think we have something so special here because when I was in the furniture business, I remember telling my son when he came home from college, I said, I'm going to give you this business. And he said, Dad, I don't want it. He said, you're going to give me something that's killing you? He didn't want nothing to do with it. You know, it's pretty refreshing now. He picks me up. He'll be here at 9 o'clock this morning, and we're going to go out and work this business. And just think, Chad has a residual right at $9,000 a month. Here he's been really seriously working this business 14 months. And he has a residual income of almost $9,000. That's guaranteed every month before he gets out of bed. That is just unbelievable. And to see the difference in Kaylee, my oldest daughter, and my son-in-law, Kev, who just made director. And my son-in-law, Kev, just loves you, Roland. Every time he listens to this call in the morning, every time I mention your name, he says, good morning, good morning, good morning. He's got his damn pat. So, you know, the people that you can bless in this business, just think being able to help your family become financially free. You know, I just sit and think where my son and my daughters are going to be in this company 2 years from now. See, I really do believe that there's going to be $1 million a month residual income in this company in the next 2 years. And you know what I'm so excited about? Is it possible for everybody? You know, I really do believe that my residual income is going to be close to $1 million a month 2 years from now. And, of course, it would not be there, James and Roland, without you and the STAR team and everything that's going on down in Miami. And I'm so thankful that somebody caught the vision down there. And see, you don't understand. There's a lot of people that come into your business that hang around a while. But the ones that stay and stay persistent and consistent, they become financially free. See, some people's dreams are just not very big. See, this business will put wings to your dreams. Some of them get in this business, they get a little taste of it, James, but they don't catch the total vision. And that's what James Pruitt and Roland Torres have, is they have the vision for where they're going to be 2 or 3 years from now.
Rick, I want to thank you long, long time ago, just a couple years ago, 3 years ago. I did a travel party, and at that travel party, she talked about her ex-husband was a pastor down in Miami that was from the Bahamas, and what I presented to him, and we sent him to the website. He saw the presentation. He listened to the conference call. I talked to him. He joined, and then the next day, he had four or five other people join, and I told him I thought it was time for him to pull some people together and do a travel party, and I called you, Rick. And I asked you if you would be okay, if you would do a favor for me and ride down to Miami, present to this real sharp pastor. You went down there. You brought in seven or eight people, and you told me, James, get down here. There's a real sharp guy down here. There's some real sharp people. This one guy, he owns his own insurance company. He's a real sharp guy. You were talking about Roland, and you talked about a nurse that was down there, and you talked about a police officer was down there, and I was down there the very next week. But I want to thank you because I thought Clearwater was about 30, 40 minutes from Miami because I'm living here in Texas. But, Rick, you drove a long way down there, and now 10,000 RTAs plus later. Man, I just want to thank you for making that drive for me, Rick.
That drive home that night got me home about 2 o'clock, and that looked like a long ways. But I'm going to tell you, folks, that's no distance for a stepper. And I'm here to tell you that's the best long trip I've ever made in my life because from that came STAR team and Roland Arturis, all of those people down there now, that their lives have been changed forever because of this company. And, you know, tomorrow there's going to be somebody new that's going to be touched by those people down there. And I just think that's what the whole thing is about here, is we're out. I'm gonna get up here at 9 o'clock this morning, and I'm gonna go treat this like a real business this morning, just like I do every morning. And you know, I don't need to do this anymore, but I'm still excited about helping somebody change their life. Not just my kids. You know, Roland is like a brother to me. James, you are too. You guys are special. And you know, the only a few people come along every day that really have the chance to go out and impact people's lives like you and Roland do.
You know, Rick, on this call, we've got leaders. We've got people that have earned the $10,000 bonuses. We've got directors. We've got Coach's Corner. We've got new power team leaders. We've got people in this call that have really taken their business and embraced it and really charged and changed some things for themselves. But, Rick, let's be honest. We've got some people on this call that have been in this business for a while. They're not really giving it their all, just kind of, you know, working it as they can. How important do you think it is to just really seize this opportunity and take advantage of it and really charge and give your all, at least for a short period of time, to build something special? How important is that, Rick?
You know, anything in life that if you want to be successful takes effort. And I tell you what, if I could just get everybody on this call to listen this morning, dedicate a good 2 hours a week to this business. And I know everybody, we got families, we've got jobs, we've got football practice for the kids. You know, if you just be consistent and just give this business an hour a week, but what I'm talking about is a real hour. If you really gave this business an hour a week, James, you wouldn't believe the change that you would see in your business. See, I talk every day, the key to this business is not putting somebody in. The key to this business is putting somebody in and taking them to their power team. If you can take them to their power team and then get them their first $1,000 bonus, you got them, James, because $1,000 changes people's lives. And see, I get up every day looking for somebody that wants to make an extra $1,000 a month for their family. And, folks, it's all about being persistent, and it's all about being consistent. I am dead firm believer that this business, if you'll treat it like a real business, will take you out of that traffic jam that most people are in this morning.
Rick,
I just know that a lot of people are tired of that, and I think we have the answer. But if somebody doesn't get up this morning and go out and share it with them, they're never going to hear it, James.
Rick, I just received a text from a leader that's earned a $10,000 bonus, and she just sent me a text asking me, ask Rick to talk a little bit about what his day is going to be like today at 9 o'clock. What is the day going to be like? What do you got planned for today? What does your day look like, Rick?
Well, some of you guys are real fancy. You're going to start off at Starbucks, but I'm having an Egg McMuffin this morning at 9 o'clock. And before I get out of McDonald's, I'm going to meet somebody who I think is really sharp, and I'm going to walk up to them, and I'm going to hand them this flyer that says that we're the top 35 U.S. seller of travel in America, and we're on the way to book $1 billion this year. And I'm going to tell them that this company will pay them if they're willing to share this opportunity with other people. And I just say every day, would you like to go to work for a company that's publicly traded, and could you use an extra $2,000 or $3,000 a month? I'm going to show that business to somebody. If I get their attention, I'm going to ask them, who do they know that could use an extra $2,000 or $3,000 a month? So my day starts out with the first person like everybody else. But when I get that person, I want to know who they know and who they know that could be interested in making some money. So one person leads me to another. I've got a few things personal I've got to take care of this morning. But I guarantee you, as I'm doing what I'm doing, see, I don't go out to do this business, James. I just do it as I go. I can't go through my day and not run into 20 or 25 people that I think are sharp that I want to talk to about this business. This is easy for me because I just get up looking for somebody sharp, just looking for people that want to change something. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. Our country needs a change, but I'm going to tell you where change starts. It starts in every one of us, in us, not somebody else. Everybody that's on this call today, if you want to change somebody, don't think it's going to happen with a vote. It's going to happen inside of you. Change starts with you. And I want to tell you, folks, we've got something that changes people's lives if people would just treat it like a real business, James.
Rick, I'm so excited, and I know Roland is as well, of spending some quiet time with you on that cruise and all of us just cooling our jets for a moment and just enjoying one another and spending time with you and having people visit with you. And, you know, Marcia's been talking about, Michelle's been talking about, and Brenda's been talking about, and Diane Adams, and they've all been talking about, you know, the Women of Distinction and how powerful, powerful, powerful that event was. And now they're having the Women of Distinction on the Harvesters Plenty cruise, and it's women only. And I kept hearing that and hearing that, and I thought, wait a minute, why don't we put together something that's for men only? So we put together an event called the Men of Honor, and this is for men only. We're going to gather the men there on that ship, and we're going to have powerful, powerful men talk to them, men that have experience, men that have been through things, men that know the calling of a man to lead his family. Rick, I'm excited about you being a keynote speaker at that Men of Honor event. Man, that's going to bless so many men, which in turn will bless so many families and trickle down. And Rick, I believe that event is going to change so many lives. I'm just so, so excited about doing that event with you on the ship. We're going to have a great, great time, Rick.
You know, we got some of the greatest ladies. You know, I want to tell you something. I would not be where I'm at today. My wife is, without a doubt, as far as I'm concerned, understands network marketing. She keeps me focused and keeps me on track. If it wasn't for Brenda, I don't know where I'd be in this business, because she's really, and everybody knows that knows Brenda, she's really the brains to this outfit. I'm definitely not the pretty face either. She's both of them. But, you know, I just sit back and think, women in our company, I just think about the star team. What an unbelievable. Those two ladies are unbelievable. I think about Marcia. Well, that Marcia is going to have more crowns in heaven than anybody else I know for what she has to put up. And Michelle, goodness gracious. I don't know. That woman is a saint. But, you know, I sit back and think, the women that play such a big role in our business, I really do believe that women are great networkers because, you know, they know how to communicate. They know how to talk with people. But, you know, I'm going to tell you something. All of you guys that's on this call this morning, nobody was called to be the head of their house except you guys. And I tell you what, we've got to step this up to another level. We really have got to step this up to another level and show people that we are the head of our house. And, James, I'm proud to say that, you know, I run things around my house, like the washing machine, the vacuum, whatever Brenda tells me to run, I run. I am the head of my house, and I'm just so blessed that I have a wonderful woman that, you know, I'm kind of a guy that's very, very impulsive. You know, I got a big problem right now. I don't have an airplane. I have two. Brenda reminds me that of every morning. But, boy, I bought this second one before I sold the first one, and she reminds me every morning, what you going to do about that first plane? So the first thing is I got to get that thing sold, or I'm gonna have to rent me an apartment somewhere. Cause it ain't gonna be nice around here, me owning two airplanes much longer. But the bottom line that I want to tell you is that, fellas, we got to step it up a notch. We really need to step it up. Take charge of our family. Take charge of our lives. Go out and be the example God wants us to be, and that's to be the head of our house. I'm excited about that, James. I am really excited about that. I'm excited about the ladies and the women of Vision, because I'm going to tell you something. What a great bunch of girls. Just unbelievable people. And all of us that's on this call, that our wives are a part of that, we're just blessed beyond measure. I just can't say enough about that.
You know, Roland, you and I have been talking about simplifying our lives, keeping the basics, going back to just working our power team and really focus on a new batch of directors to bring up. We've been talking about turning it up, Roland, you and I have, and all the Jet Set directors. I think, Roland, if you and I get busy, and we get to building this power team, 30 a month in our power team, 40 a month in our power team, 50 a month in our power team, 60 a month in our power. We've done it before. All we got to do is go back to doing that. Maybe, Lola, maybe you and I could team up together and help Rick out and buy that first plane from him. You know, or maybe we can get our act together and just build our power teams, Rick, and we can come to you and say, hey, you know, I've got my eye on that Hummer limo. I know Roland's got his eye on that airplane, Rick. Maybe we can help you out if we just get busy here. What you think, Roland?
Man, I think, what? I'm waiting for that, man. I don't even know how to fly the airplane. I've been sitting right beside Corey, his pilot, and he showed me all the different how to fly that plane. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to put my cape on the plane, and I'm going to fly that plane, James.
Rick, I hope you have something to wear in all white. I believe it's Wednesday night. We'll be wearing all white on the cruise from head to toe. We'll have the whole ship wearing white. I hope you and Brenda have got an all-white outfit, Rick. Do you have your white yet?
Didn't know about that, but I think I can imagine that. Maybe just, you know, I can handle white. But I'm going to tell you one thing. I ain't flying in the plane if Roland's flying it.
No, me either.
Well, listen, Rick, we're excited talking about you coming down to South Florida, man. We're going to do a big training, man. I want you to sit right in front of my people and train them and let them know what you know. You know, somewhere around July, we're going to bring you down, and we're going to let you just teach, you know, and just show us what to do. We also know that you have a website, a team website. Can you talk a little bit about the website, Rick?
You know, the key to my business in the last 90 days has been that Network Marketing Business Journal and directing people to that website, because that website just takes a lot of pressure off of people, you know. When I hand that flyer out during the day, I said, all I'm going to do is give you the facts. I want you to read this article. I want you to go to my website. And they go to the website. If I hand out 20 to 25 of those a day, I get 2 to 3 calls every day. Either email says, this is unbelievable, I'd like to get back with you, or I get a call on my cell that says, when can we meet? I want to talk to you about that travel thing. You know, all I can tell you is the website gives somebody that can't do what James Pruitt and Roland Arturis can do. Because, see, when you hand them that flyer or you hand them a disc like James has got and you give them the facts, if they go home and go to that website, Roland, they're not threatened. They don't have anybody standing behind them. It just makes it awful easy. The neat thing about it, you know, we got a blitz going on here. You can sign up on Paradise Network for $1 for the first 10 days and just see if it'll work for you for 10 days. What is $1? You can't go to Starbucks for $1. For a buck. And if it works out good for you, if you could get 2 or 3 callbacks a day off of that flyer and that website, would you spend $9.95? See, y'all don't understand. It takes money to make money, and to have a tool like that website, and you know it's getting better every day. Just click a button and it turns into Spanish. I mean, it is a powerful. I got a guy down here with me right now. He got in February the 16th from Canada. I think he's 4 people away from his $10,000 bonus, and he's in Canada and sends people to that site. And you know, I don't have a button that changes it's Canadian. You don't have to. But the bottom line is, folks, to be able to use that site and just direct people to that. And, you know, Eric's going to be on the cruise, and all of you leaders and directors, he wants to film you and take your profiles and put them in that back office. That's a great tool for you. So I just encourage you, if you've never seen the site, go to rick.paradisenetwork.com. Just click on the front of it and just see if you see yourself there. All I can tell you is it works. Eric's done a great job of that site. And it ain't nobody in this room that can't afford $1 for 10 days to see if this will work for you.
Rick, what is the address
again? Call me up, and I'll make sure Roland gives it to you. Roland's got a lot of money. Don't worry about it.
What's the address again? Can we repeat that for everybody, the address to the website? It's awesome.
What I got to tell you to do is I go to my site just because it's there and let you look at it, rick.paradisenetwork.com. That'll just show you the front page of the site. Look, just hit on every button and look at it. To me, it is the easiest thing to send somebody to. I can't tell you how many calls I get saying, that is the most unbelievable site. I got a guy up in Indiana, Bob Armstrong, that he says, Rick, everybody I put into business, the first thing I do is sign them up on that team site, because then it makes their job easy. I'm just telling you, James and Roland, I can't tell you how many calls I get from people. See, we did a webinar last night. We had our meeting live last night. We had about 400 people in our meeting last night. We had over 1,200 people on the webinar last night watching that presentation live. And I'm going to tell you what, that was a powerful, powerful meeting last night. I had people say, I had 30 people in a room. The guy here with me had people in a room in Canada. He was down here with me, but he had all of his meeting. He had his meeting at his house and had all the people watching that webinar last night. See, James, you could be doing that one night. Roland, you could be doing that webinar one night, and all your people all over the country, so you wouldn't have to spend the night in the Dew Drop Inn in Richmond. If you were doing that webinar and everybody on your team could go to that computer and have 20 or 30 people in their living room and see James Pruitt or Roland Arturis doing that.
I love it. I love it. Well, I can't wait to get with Eric and get our profile done. I can't wait to hook up, get on that website. And, you know, it's just a powerful site. You know, I've got the harvestis20.net website, and I hope it grows up one day, Rick, and looks just like the Paradise Network site. Man, it's just absolutely incredible. The resources that are there and the technology is just absolutely fantastic. This has been an incredible, incredible call. I want to make sure that everyone continues to charge and build. We're going to spend time on the Harvest of 20 cruise. Roland, I got to pause. Our time has gotten away, and turn the call over to you to close out like you do each and every week. Take it away, Roland.
Well, James, I would dare not close a call with my mentor on the line, Mr. Rick Ricketts. I'm going to pass the baton right back to Rick Ricketts and let him go ahead and close the call for us this morning.
Well, Roland and James, I want to appreciate you for letting me be on the call today, and I want to say one more time, there would be no Rick and Brenda Ricketts without you guys, and I can't thank you enough for what you've done for my family, and I just want to tell all of you today, there is somebody got up within your neighborhood looking for an opportunity this morning, and we've got something here that's really special. We've got something that changes people's lives, and nobody's going to hear about it unless you tell them. And if I won't tell you something, I used to watch a TV show a long time ago, this Mission Impossible. It says if you decide to accept this mission, and the great thing about it, this is not going to start catching on fire when I say this, but if you decide to accept this mission and go out and find somebody that you want to change their life forever by sharing this business with them, we've got the right company. And I'm here to tell you, folks, there is without a doubt no other company that offers the average person, like Rick Ricketts, the opportunity to not only change his life, but change the lives of his family and people that you meet along the way. You know, I really do believe that life's not about what you make, it's what you leave behind. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to leave behind a legacy for my family. And all of you on this call, I want to challenge you. Go out and do something special for somebody today. Go out and show them this business and change their life financially forever. God bless you guys. I look forward to seeing you on Monday on the cruise. Roland, you need to call me back. I'm doing a meeting at an airport in Miami. I'm flying my plane down before I go to the cruise. It's going to be at Miami International. Call me, Roland, so I can touch base with you on that. I love you guys. God bless you. Talk to you later.
We love you too, Rick. We love you too, Rick. Wow, James, what an awesome, awesome call. Well, on behalf of James and Marcia Pruitt, Roland Michelle Torres, we are skipping levels in 2008. Don't believe what you see. See what you believe, because with God, all things are possible. Be blessed. See you, Rick.
All right, all right. Good morning, and another exciting edition of the Jet Set Morning Call with none other than the fabulous Rick Ricketts. And as he put the challenge out there for everybody that was listening, you know, direct with the call, and those that would listen via the show, Blog Talk, that's involved in this business, you know, we got our marching orders. And so, you know, he said, go out and help somebody today. He said he's going to get his Egg McMuffin, and he said he's going to spot somebody while he's at Mickey D's, and he's going to give them a flyer and get some results. Monty and Pam, good morning. How y'all doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right.
I'm okay.
We got 2 minutes left before this show goes off the air, so give us some feedback.
Pamela?
Well, I got to go. I finally got a chance to see my presentation yesterday.
Right.
On the internet. Yeah, it was great. It was great. I was all day on the machine. It took me out of there. Yep. So that was a good thing to see. And I like the part when he was talking about owning his own airplane, man. I'm on an airplane. Just on my own something, you know.
Hey.
Yeah, that was great. It was really, really excited, you know, about
one of the things that really stands out when you hear those guys, they are true friends. And it's obvious that they communicate all the time. See, if we could get people to that level where we just communicate all times like just good friends, I think more people could move faster forward, you know. But you could tell they talk all the time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and there's they genuinely help one another. I mean,
yeah,
like you said, when Rick drove from Clearwater to Miami to help James and then told him, you got to get down here. James could have said, well, man, you know, I can't make it down there right now. You know, I'll talk to the people over the phone. He said, you got to get down here. And he got down there. And now, you know, 4 years later, he's got over 10,000 RTAs because he went down there. So, you know, again, that's just it's important to be able to follow up and follow through.
And see, Pam being in Memphis, I mean, that's, Pam, we've got to come your way. We've got to come see you.
Yeah.
And see, we talk on the phone and all of this, And Satawa, we've never met her in person, so that's one of the things that we've definitely got to do.
That's right.
That'd be great.
Okay, we're down to 30 seconds, y'all. We get ready to go off, and this evening at 7 o'clock, we got our YTB Travel Party show for those out there listening, and then we got our special, special call coming up this Sunday, which I'll talk about a little bit more this evening. And that's filling up pretty good. We got two people in your area that's going to be on our Sunday show. Pam, Brother Kwete, and Sister Regina is going to be on our show Sunday. We're doing a special broadcast from 2 to 6. And
okay.
Talk to everybody later.
All right. Bye-bye. Love you.
All right.